With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Texas Panhandle continues to deal with devastating wildfires. An influx of hundreds of firefighters and more favorable weather conditions are helping to keep the largest wildfire in state history from threatening more homes and communities. A cluster of fires has burned more than 1,900 square miles in rural areas around Amarillo. The largest fire, about 15% contained. Catastrophe. Former President Donald Trump says he thanks the Supreme Court for a decision today.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
The court has rejected state attempts to hold the Republican former president off the primary ballots, a ruling a day before Super Tuesday. Also at SRNNews.com, California residents bracing for another storm system. That's after a massive blizzard dumped several feet of snow on the Sierra Nevada region. But Truckee resident Slater Stewart says he's ready to go out and ski despite the avalanche threat.
There's a wind slab and storm slab. The storm has been pretty crazy. I've mostly just been hanging out inside. But today we're going to go ski some mellow tree lines and hopefully avoid the avalanches.
By Sunday night, Pacific Gas and Electric had restored electricity to all but about 4,400 North California residents. Roughly 1,000 homes and businesses still without power across the state line in Nevada. The Dow is down 22 points, but the S&P 500 is up 4. This is SRN News. What are the biggest problems facing America?
Abortion? Racism? Moral decay? No. The latest Gallup poll finds immigration is the biggest concern for most people far and away. Number two is the failures of government, and the economy places a distant third. Only 3% of respondents say they're concerned about the decline of religion, morality, and ethics in the U.S., and only 4% are worried about racial issues. Abortion didn't even make the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit accusing Planned Parenthood of illegally taking minors into Kansas to obtain abortions without parental consent. The lawsuit filed by Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey. It's based on a video from the conservative group Project Veritas. The video is of a conversation between Planned Parenthood employees and someone impersonating an individual seeking an abortion for a fictitious 13-year-old. This is SRN. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines calling off their $3.8 billion merger.
The decision comes after a federal judge blocked the deal, ruling it would hurt competition. JetBlue says although both companies still believe in the benefits of the combination, they feel they were unlikely to meet the required closing conditions before a July 24th deadline. The airlines say they are mutually agreeing that terminating the deal is the best decision for both. A merger would have eliminated Spirit, the nation's biggest discount airline. Rich Thomason reporting.
American Airlines ordering 260 new planes to meet growing travel demand and increase the airline supply of premium seats. The airline based in Fort Worth, Texas, will buy 85 planes each from U.S. aircraft maker Boeing and Europe's Airbus. In addition, American ordering 90 smaller planes from Brazil's Embraer. More details at SRNNews.com.